1. Editorial for the school newspaper, Highway Herald, June 1946. Eleanor Roosevelt had been the first lady throughout most of Ruth Bader's childhood. Ruth's mother, who deeply admired the first lady, often read Mrs. Roosevelt's My Day newspaper columns aloud to Ruth. 8 months after President Roosevelt's death, Eleanor Roosevelt was appointed by President Truman as a U.S. delegate to the newly established United Nations General Assembly. The UN Charter, in its preamble, declared as one of its aims to regain faith in fundamental human rights, in the dignity and worth of the human person, in the equal rights of men and women, and of nations large and small. Eleanor Roosevelt, pursuant to that goal, became, in April 1946, the first chairperson of the newly created UN Commission on Human Rights. In the wake of World War II, Ruth and her mother followed closely as Eleanor Roosevelt led the efforts that would result in 1948 in the adoption of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, a document Roosevelt celebrated as the International Magna Carta for all mankind. 2 months after Eleanor Roosevelt was chosen to head the UN Commission on Human Rights, Ruth Bader, by then a 13-year-old eighth grader and editor of her school newspaper, The Highway Herald, wrote a column of her own. Her column, the first piece in this collection, was a sign of things to come. While other students wrote about the circus, school plays, and the glee club, Ruth discussed the Ten Commandments, Magna Carta, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and United Nations Charter. Highway Herald, June 1946, published by pupils of Elementary Public School 238, Brooklyn, New York. Editorial by Ruth Bader, Grade 8, B1. Since the beginning of time, the world has known four great documents. Great, because of all the benefits to humanity which came about as a result of their fine ideals and principles. The first was the Ten Commandments, which was given to Moses while he was leading the Israelites.